From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The wildfire burning in the mountains of Los Angeles continues to grow after burning through more than 120,000 acres. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The so-called station fire in the Angeles National Forest threatens to climb Mount Wilson, where most of the radio and TV stations in Los Angeles have their broadcast towers. A landmark observatory with gigantic telescopes is also in danger of burning. Dixie Dees is a spokesperson with the Station Fire Incident Command Center.
The fire is behaving very erratically. It gets to a point in the afternoon with the wind coming up that it kind of even makes its own weather. But when the temperature goes up and humidities go down and the wind comes up, which is what's happened the last 3 or 4 days, that's kind of the perfect storm for very aggressive fire behavior.
She says the fire has been doubling in size every day. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Hurricane Ximena is approaching Mexico's Baja California Peninsula with winds nearing 155 miles per hour. It's now close to a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says the hurricane is expected to come ashore later today, but forecasters don't know exactly where.
We're still a little bit uncertain as to whether or not there'll be a direct impact on the far southern part, but we do expect a landfall at some location along the Baja Peninsula. The problem is that it's moving almost parallel to the peninsula, and any little slight wobble to left or right could bring it inland sooner or a little bit later.
Authorities have set up emergency shelters and are urging about 10,000 people to leave their homes. There are reports that some people living in shanty towns are resisting leaving because they're concerned their possessions will be stolen. A conference on economics was moved to Mexico City because of the storm. Federal aviation authorities say they are giving more attention to prevention of pilot fatigue. The FAA's chief says there will be a swift review of the issue and a formal proposal to follow in the wake of some accidents and near misses. Airline officials and union leaders are expected to deliver their recommendations today. Fatigue is better understood from a scientific standpoint today than it was years ago when current flying time rules were written. Also today, the National Transportation Safety Board says it wants higher safety standards, including better equipment and better training for operators of medical helicopters. The NTSB wants Medicare payments approved only for emergency helicopter operators who pass safety audits. World markets are down today. Investors have been selling stocks, apparently concerned that the rally of the past few months may have been too much too fast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 155 points at 93.40. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 34 points, and the S&P 500 is down 17. This is NPR News. Pakistani officials say that government forces killed 40 militants today and arrested 43 people in fighting near the Khyber Pass. The pass serves as the principal route for supplies to U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. The latest government offensive follows a suicide attack last Thursday that killed more than a dozen guards at the main border crossing. Iraq's largest Shiite political party today selected the son of its recently deceased leader, Abdelaziz al-Hakim, to head the party. The swift succession came amid political uncertainty in the run-up to elections slated for early next year. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
38-year-old Amar al-Hakim sailed through the selection process at the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council, the party most closely identified with neighboring Iran. Hakim's father died in Tehran of lung cancer last week. Party leaders are hoping that the younger Hakim can revitalize a party that was once hailed as the symbol of Iraq's majority Shiites throwing off the oppression of Saddam Hussein's regime, but has seen its image fade as Iraqis increasingly question the government's failure to provide basic services. Amar Hakim called for a broad coalition to stand before voters in January, hinting that he would like Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to join the Shiite alliance that includes Hakim's party and that of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. So far, Maliki has refused to announce his intentions. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
The renowned conductor Eric Kunzel has died at age 74 at his home in Maine. He had cancer. He's been the Cincinnati Pops conductor since it was founded in 1977. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.